For the first time, a grand jury investigating sex abuse by the clergy has indicted a bishop. However, this case will not be going to trial. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Amy Mayer reports.
Bishop Thomas Dupre led the Springfield, Massachusetts diocese until last February. He resigned amid charges that he abused two boys in the 1970s. The grand jury handed up an indictment yesterday on two counts of raping two boys under the age of 16. But District Attorney William Bennett says he can't prosecute because the statute of limitation in Massachusetts has run out. Bennett says he knew that was possible, but felt the investigation was necessary.
We didn't know if we were going to find circumstances that would allow us to go beyond the statute of limitations. I wanted to answer the questions, and I felt that the public needed answers to the question, were there other victims? Were other people involved? Did church officials know? Was there some type of cover-up by church officials?
The grand jury only returned indictments relating to child abuse. It did not indict on other possible charges, such as witness tampering and obstruction of justice. Bennett added that while the Massachusetts case is closed, Dupre's legal troubles may not be over. He says he will refer relevant information to authorities in New Hampshire and New York, as well as U.S. and Canadian officials. Dupre allegedly abused one of the victims during trips to those places. Dupre's attorney filed the motion to dismiss the case. He has made no public comment about the actual allegations. He also would not say where Dupre is now. Dupre is the highest-ranking church official to be indicted in the Catholic Church child sex abuse scandal. Advocates for victims hope others will follow. David Clossy is director of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
In general, what we've seen across the country is that prosecutors and judges are becoming more assertive and more creative and more resourceful about going after child molesters, even in old cases, and regardless of the molester's job titles or positions in life.
Clossy says he sees Dupre's indictment as evidence that law enforcement is now treating abusive priests and bishops the same as all other child abusers. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mayer in Amherst, Massachusetts.